This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Will McCants is a fellow at the Brookings Institution. He's also the director of the Project on U.S. Relations with the Islamic World. He's got a new book out just a couple of months ago. It's called The ISIS Apocalypse. So we got him on the phone to dig a little bit deeper into this topic of ISIS and its money, how ISIS organizes itself, how it operates, and how it uses those resources that Tracy was just talking about. Will, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
ISIS is, I mean, it gets all its press, if you will, for being a terrorist group, but it does more than that on the ground, right?
That's right. Over the past 2 years, it's morphed from an insurgent organization to an actual state. It has a government, it has a bureaucracy, and we should think of it as a state. It's a state sponsor of terrorism.
And that implies a certain robustness of structure, right? They've got training officers, they've got people who are thinking about the money, they've got bookkeepers, all of that.
That's right. They keep detailed Excel spreadsheets of every single expenditure. They leave a large paper trail tracking who's doing what, when, and where. But prior to this past 2 weeks, they've really focused a lot of their attention and resources on state building, both in Syria and Iraq and in the broader Muslim majority world.
One assumes that they, like virtually every other organization in the world, has finite resources, and so they have to budget and figure out what they're going to spend their money on.
They do have finite resources, and it's shrinking every day because its territory is shrinking. They get most of their money from extortion and taxes, and they are spending it at a rapid pace on their war effort. So they are quickly coming up against a resource problem, and they can't do everything that they want to do in the region, so they have to think carefully about what they hope to achieve strategically from attacks abroad like this.
What will be the things that you will look for as an analyst to know whether, and Obama talked about this morning, the whole, you know, we're squeezing their territory so they will have less influence. How will you know that that squeezing of the territory is having an effect on their resources and thus their capabilities?
Well, we already know from fighters who are leaving the Islamic State, they are disclosing to the media that the Islamic State leadership is discouraging new fighters from coming because they don't really have a place for them anymore, and they're encouraging them instead to go abroad and carry out attacks. They also have a big pension that they have to pay to fighters and their families when they die. The fact that they have lost tens of thousands of fighters over the past year in their war with the United States and its allies means that there's a very long tail of expenditure there, which is also squeezing them.
Do these people get paychecks month in and month out?
Many of them do get paychecks, and it's one big reason why they've been able to attract so many foot soldiers, particularly among the locals in Syria and Iraq, where the economies are devastated, where a lot of young men don't have many jobs.
Do you think that this attack in Paris is a fundamental shift from internal nation-state building to using their resources for external purposes?
I do. Heretofore, the Islamic State has spent most of its money on state building in the Middle East. It wanted to inspire attacks abroad, but it wasn't willing to expend a lot of money or human resources to do so. I think over the past 2 weeks, however, we've seen a major shift culminating with the attacks in Europe. We can debate why the Islamic State has made that shift, but I believe that shift is undeniable. It was always a global jihadist organization, always talked about attacking abroad, but now it's making good on its promises.
Will McCants is at the Brookings Institution. He is the director of the Project on U.S. Relations with the Islamic World there. His most recent book is called The ISIS Apocalypse. Will, thanks very much for your time and your expertise.
Thank you for having me.